Dun, dun, dun. Good morning, good morning, all over the world. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall bask in it joyfully. Isn't it a blessing to commune with people and like-minded folks, to fellowship with the Lord and get the pure understanding and the true meaning of what the Lord has for our life, saints? See, saints, it's a beautiful thing that we come together every morning and get the word of the Lord, saints. Let us not take this day for granted, saints. Let us continue to walk happily, blessed in the blessed place of the Lord, saints. See, we have a great show for you today, saints. Get your notepads and your papers and your pens and your markers and get ready to write your notes, because it's truly a blessing. It's truly going to be an honorable teaching for you to receive some things to nourish your life. Once again, thank you for tuning in with us this morning all over the world. We send you a great shout-out, saints. Thank you again, once again, for tuning in with us. As we continue to move forward in the broadcast, I would like to bring on our very own Mother Jackson for the prayer. Mother Jackson, are you there? If not, we will continue on. Father God, as we usher in your spirit, oh God, we thank you, God, for this day, God, like never before, oh God. As we continue, God, to do your work, God, continue, God, to pour in us like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God. We love you, God, like never before, oh God. We send praises to you, oh God, because you are the Most High, oh God. You laid things down for us, oh God. So, God, we should now, God, lay ourselves down, God, for you as a sacrifice, oh God, to continue to do your work, God, like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the order and correction, God, that you're sending forth through this saints right now, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the hedge of protection that you're putting around us, God, and around our family, God, and everyone under us, God, that we are doing a godly task for you, God, and it is a rich and enriching thing, God, right now, God, that we're doing for you, God. We thank you, God, God. We continue to stand strong, God, and pass on your word and teach forth and bring forth the word, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We continue to, God, to pour into the men and women, oh God, and have them to bring forth the word as you see forth, oh God. Let us know, God, this is not our work, God, but these are your work, God. And we will do those things, God, because there are opportunities laying forth in front of us, God, for these things to be obtained, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. As you continue, God, to do your job, oh God, let us not get worried, God, and let us not lay down ourselves and lay down and be subordinate, God, and not follow your word, God. Let us continue, God, to hear your words, God, and continue to follow your instructions, God, like never before, oh God. Let us not be faint at heart, oh God. Continue to build us up, God, and make us strong in you, oh God, like never before, oh God. Give us the strength of you, oh God, the power of you, oh God, the mercy of you, oh God. Continue to pour these things in us, oh God, forever, God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We know, God, we do not deserve these things, oh God, but we know that, God, it is you, God, that give us the richness and you add it to our life and you give us no sorrow, oh God. As we continue to walk through everything, God, we will act like there is nothing around you, God, because we should keep our faith and our sight on you, our ear gates on you, God, our hearts on you, God, our soul with you, oh God. We should continue, God, to pray, God, no matter what, God, and we thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you for the knowledge that you're pouring into us for this day, oh God. We thank you, God, and forevermore. Amen, 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 saints. We thank you once again, saints, for coming in with us and tuning in with us. And right before I pass it over to Evangelist Saints, I want you to know that God has a blessing for you with your name on it, Saints. Claim your blessings today, Saints. Do not let any opportunity come your way that you do not accept. That's truly a blessed place from God, a blessing from God. Reach out, grab your blessings. Do not let these doors that's opening, these great doors that's opening, pass you by. And now for our own very own Evangelist.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Chiquita. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen, y'all, just like Minister Chiquita says, God is good. He is good. The song is telling us that he is good all the time. Trust and believe that, because that is definitely not an untruth. It is very, 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 very much a true statement. I'm down with what the songwriter is saying right now. On today's text, last night in my studies, my favorite scripture in the Bible is 1 Corinthians 16:13. It tells us to be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, and do everything with love. But as I went up a little bit further, Paul was talking to the church of Ephesus, and he says that, before I go into that, I want to say this, nothing becomes fully great, the word great, until it overcomes something that looks impossible. I want to say that again. Nothing becomes fully great until it overcomes or you overcome something that looks impossible. In 1 Corinthians, we're still in 1 Corinthians 16. In verses 8 and 9, Paul writes, I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost because a great door for effectual work has opened to me. And there are many who oppose me. Great doors of opportunity always come with great challenges. So today's topic is great doors equal great challenges. And that's something that we all need to understand. It's something that we all need to know, that in whatever, in ministry, when the door of ministry opens up for you, there's going to be challenges in any aspect of your life. When great doors open up, challenges are coming with it. And you and I have to be into a place of preparation and be able to receive that and understand that it's just not an understatement, that it is something that's going to come forth. It is something that you cannot get over unless it's not something you can go around. It's not something you can go under. It's not, and as I said, something you can go over. It's something that you have to go through. In order for you to become great in anything that you do, that there's going to be challenges. And guess what? He also says that many oppose him. They oppose him. We know when Jesus walked on the scene, they opposed him. It's no different. When Jesus came to give the word or do the work that God had sent him to do, people opposed him. When Paul, the same thing, there were people to oppose him. This is why he was at the church of Ephesus, letting them know how to do things, who he was getting ready to send Timothy. He was letting people know that there are going to be some challenges in your walk of life. I don't care what it is. There's going to be some challenges because, listen, when great doors of opportunity come with great challenge, and each challenge calls for what? It calls for faith. It calls for greater faith. Greater faith with tenacity. When you mix them together, when you combine them together, then you're on the right track. Because you have to go into a place that when I say tenacity, when I looked up the word for tenacity to make sure that I was putting it in the right perspective, it gives you an example of a person going to a dog and giving them a bone and trying to take that bone from them. That's the type of attitude that you have to have mixed with your faith in order for you to get to the greatness that God has for you. And in this scripture, that's what Paul was letting them know. I'm not going to move on right now because a great door of opportunity opened up to me. I don't know who has a great door of opportunity. I don't know what's going on. I don't know, but all I do know is that I can tell you on today, with greater faith and great tenacity combined together, you can succeed. You can get to a place of being successful. Think about this. If outstanding success came to you easily, then you would be complacent all the time. You would have a lethargic mindset. You would just sit back. You would be lazy. You wouldn't try to do different things or whatever. You just there. You're not trying to put anything else together to make things greater. And the example I want to give to you all today is that when a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, how does a caterpillar become a butterfly?
by overcoming the cocoon. And the cocoon in a butterfly life, it is so essential. The process is so essential. The process actually creates the it's like a how can I say this? In a cocoon, the cocoon is the safety place. The cocoon, you can go, a caterpillar can stay in a cocoon all day, all night, because it's a safe place. It's this place where warmth is. It's a place where you don't have to go out and do whatever. You already know a caterpillar is going slow. But that caterpillar, if chosen to stay in that warm place, that caterpillar can stay in a place where they don't have to worry about somebody coming in, picking it up, throwing it to the side, somebody walking on it, smashing it down. But what does the caterpillar do? The caterpillar goes through the process. The caterpillar goes through the process, the cocoon process, in order for it to get to its freedom. The freedom that is uncertain freedom, not knowing the first time I take flight if something is going to happen to me. The first time I land on somebody's shoulder if something is going to happen to me. Not knowing exactly what's going on, but is in a place where it's willing to take a chance, in a place where it's willing to sit and say, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know that I have hope. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but I have hope because a great opportunity has risen for me. A great opportunity has came forward for me. A great opportunity is coming to set me free. What I need to do is get into a place where my mindset didn't say that I can't sleep on it right now. I cannot be in a place where I'm not trying to get to the next state because there's a work here for me to do. There's a work. I cannot get to the place where I'm just folding because God opened the door for me, and that door is for me to make a difference. That door is to get me from my place where I'm at now. So therefore, I have to have a mindset that I can be successful in everything that I do, but I got to put the work in. Faith without work is what dead. I have to put it in, but this is the thing. I have to have a mindset of tenacity. I have to have that mindset that if you gave it to me, I can't let you take it back. I got to hold on to it. I got to do everything that I possibly can to keep what God has given me, the assignment that God has given me. I got to realize that my opportunities may expand, and I can't stay in the same place. I have to have a mindset of tenacity. So I'm, when the scripture hit, I could understand. I knew that God was speaking directly to me. You shall act together. You got opportunities going on here, but, you know, different things is coming in your space that's taking you out of the way for what I have for you. Now, if you don't get it right, if you don't get that pit bull mentality back like you used to have, then guess what? You turn it into a little poochie, and it's no need for you. But Paul said and said, he told the people, no matter what they had going on at that time, I can leave because it's too troublesome. I can leave because y'all don't want to listen. I can leave, but I'm going to stay here because a great opportunity has opened up for me. And those who oppose me, they just going to have to come and bring it. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Good morning. God bless all of you. Amen. Good morning. God bless you all. It is an excellent topic. It's really a topic to where we need to bring some dialogue in. Amen. I'm going to do a little something differently, and I thank God for our partners and listeners that are on. I want to ask a question to everybody that is that logged on the phone line. And I'm going to open up the phone lines by you pressing 1, and hopefully you could come in because it's a good little bit of people on. Hopefully you could come in and share your input because greatness, it has a meaning or different meaning to different individuals. So the question is, what makes greatness or what makes you great, you know, or what makes somebody great and what makes greatness? Do peace make someone great? Do joy make someone great? Financial freedom, do that make someone great? Opportunities, does that make an individual great? What makes things great? What makes you great? What makes an individual great? Amen? What makes an individual great? 22 years or 20 years of marriage, does that make that marriage or that commitment or them two individuals, does that make that their relationship great? What makes you great? Exercising. Do exercising makes you great? I want to hear some of you all opinion, and I'm pretty sure we have some ministers, different ones on the line. Please press 1. But before we go and I open up the lines and want to hear many of your opinions, you know, about what makes great, because something you could say can help somebody other than, you know, us ministers giving it out all the time, because individuals have their different perspective. They have their different perspective. Minister Shaquita, what makes greatness or what makes you great? What makes things great? Or is it the questions that I was asking that makes greatness, you know, peace or joy, you know, that makes greatness. What makes greatness?
Good morning, Apostle. Greatness to me is the things that the Lord adds to my life that adds richness and no sorrow. It's the things that is not obtainable to me. The things that the Lord told into my life, that's my greatness. Greatness is whatever you pour into, what you pour and drive into, what you want to bring forth and manifest into your life. That's your greatness. That's my perspective, Apostle.
Amen. But you said something, and I want to highlight that scripture that you quoted. And I want to hear some other individuals. Press 1 on your phone if you'd like to share your input on it, because, you know, it's a great topic. You say the blessings of the Lord added riches or make it rich and added no sorrow. How is that? How is that? You know, that the blessings of the Lord make it rich or added riches and has no sorrow. How is that? You know, where we're living in a time where even though we are gaining finances, but we still having issues. Even though our bodies are starting to get better, we still having issues. Even though things not looking up or looking perfect, and we having more peace than we usually have, but we still having issues. How is that?
Because we are going to go through things in life. The joy that we have, the joy that you have, shouldn't come from the things that's around you. It should come from God. And that's where I believe that you're going to go through some things. You're going to go through hardship. But if you are self-inflicting these things to cause these hardships, that's where you are adding sorrow to your situation. But God will give you provision and things that you need in your life to add greatness to you and enrich your life, but you have to take care of them so you won't get yourself in a state of sorrow.
Amen. Amen. Great answer. Great answer. Let's go to the phone lines. I'm going to call the last 4 digits out on your phone number. Please go ahead and share your response. 01, 0186, and thank you for coming in because you could share something to help somebody. 0186, God bless you. You on.
God bless you. Good morning. I don't find myself great. I find my greatness in the Lord. What keeps me going on in times of trouble is my trust in the Lord of hope. All my peace and my joy comes from him. There are times when it's more days is more difficult, and I feel like I can't hold on, but he always, there's something in me that always rises up, okay, and say, trust in the Lord. He has never failed me yet, and he never will. It's just knowing, even on your lowest point in your lowest days, it's just knowing, you know what, some days I got to crawl, some days I just walk, but I know that I will reach victory. All my peace and my joy, okay, comes from the Lord. So I don't find myself great. My greatness is in the Lord because he's in me and I am in him.
Amen.
And
so
I'm on.
So, daughter Tammy.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're okay.
Yes.
You're okay. I want to ask this question then.
Yes.
You know about the scripture said, give honor where honor is due. The scripture that declares,
yes,
give honor where honor is due. What that scripture mean to you?
Honor is for all of this, for waking up every day, okay, despite my situations. Honor is giving him all the glory that he sent Jesus into this world to pay my sin debt in full. And so it's deserving, okay? It's more than deserving. I can never repay him for what he has done, but I can praise him and glorify him for waking me up and carrying me through each day, no matter what the situation may be. So he deserves all the honor and praise.
Amen. Okay. All right. Good analogy. On it. Anybody else, please press 1. Please press 1 because, you know, it's perspectives and certain things that you could share some light on. Amen, and different things. Amen. Don't get off the line and say, I should have said this. This dropped in my spirit, but I should have said, you know how we do. Amen. What is greatness? You know, because everyone has their perspective on greatness and what greatness looked like and what greatness is. Sister, you know, daughter Tammy, you know, she said greatness comes from the Lord. She feels though she's not great. Amen. Sister Minister Shaquita, she pretty much was just laying things out for the as accountability of greatness, you know, being accountability. What is your perspective on greatness and being an individual that is great, you know, because at the end of the day, you won't believe how many people don't feel as though they are great and how many people really defines greatness to where it brings depression and it brings things into their life to where they feel as though they are not doing enough or they are not doing, accomplishing the things that they want to accomplish. Amen? You won't believe how many people that has low self-esteem because they feel as though they have not accomplished different things. And there's so many great people, and there's so many people that are in successful position struggle with greatness. They struggle with the term of greatness. They struggle with the identity of greatness. They struggle with the different the perspective of greatness. Amen. The question is, what are you struggling with? You know, I shared that is greatness defined by your peace, by your joy. Is greatness is defined by everything that is going right? Is greatness defined by your financial freedom? Is greatness defined about the different things that you have? You know, is greatness defined about your athletic ability? Amen. If we define greatness in these categories, so many of you, you're going to live into a place of depression. You're going to live into a place of unhappiness. You're going to live into a place to where I feel as though. you know, they were sharing it as evangelists and ministers, they were sharing, greatness is not defined by how much peace you have. It's the reward of peace. Amen. Greatness is defined how, and evangelists summed up very beautifully, how you could overcome oppositions and keep it moving. Every athlete, they had to go through the process to be great. And what makes them great is at the end of the reward, of the prize. Amen? The prize makes them, it's the reward of the work they put in. Amen? First, second, third, whatever you place, it's the reward of the work that you put in. So it's in that process, it's in that work that makes you great. Amen. So many people quit in the midst of the process. So many people throw in a towel in the midst of the process. The question is, can you operate in joy in the midst of a stress? Can you operate in peace in the midst of it feels like everything is falling apart? Amen. Can you hold it together? That's what makes it great. Amen. When people see the success of your life and they see the success of you, amen, your success of life and the success of you, what happened is with that that individual, you seeing the reward of the oppositions that they accomplish, amen? You seeing the reward. An anniversary, people 20 years, 30 years, and they keep racking up them years. You seeing the years that of their anniversary is the reward, amen, of the oppositions that they have, you can sit down with many of them that don't put in some years. They'll tell you how they had to adapt. They'll tell you that they had to do this. They had to compromise. They had to do this. That's what makes an individual great. Amen. That everything else is the reward, amen, of what the reward of individual achieve. You know, that's your reward. That's your reward, stand fast. So you have to give yourself some type of accountability. Because why? Because everything is in life is a choice. It's a choice. God doesn't make you. He doesn't try to do everything. He doesn't do everything for you. He gives you the opportunity, but it's your choice to walk into the opportunity. It's your choice to stay saved. It's your choice to do things that is right. It's your choice. And your ability to choose, you choose salvation, your ability to make a choice to do things that is right, that makes you great. The blessings of the Lord is the reward of the greatness that you accomplish. Y'all hear me? So it's not about what all I have. It's about, amen, it's about what I accomplish, my God, to receive what I have. It's not about, you can see a fortune, you can see a major company, and you want to be by that company. Well, I'm sorry, that company is not great because they don't reach great status or what you say is great status. That company is great because when issues occur, they face them. My God, when things begin to happen, they deal with them. They make wise decisions. They don't allow things to overtake them, but they overtake the situation. Amen. Greatness doesn't come because, you know, don't look at yourself not great because you have problems. You have issues. It's how we overcome. The Bible declares about us overcoming, amen, and how we overcome the problems, how we overcome the issues, that's what makes you great. You could be a great individual riding a bike. You could be a great man or a great woman walking, my God, catching a bus, catching a train, amen. It doesn't matter. What you have doesn't make you great. What you have is what you accomplish, but it doesn't make you great. Y'all hear me? You know, because you can have all that and still suffer with suicidal. You can have all that, still suffer with depression. You can have all the celebrity status and everybody knows you all over the world, but you still financially broke. Y'all hear me? Amen. So we got to understand what is the reward of greatness and how is greatness is defined. Amen. Many of us, many people look at the reward of greatness and they feel as though that is great. Amen. You are great on your job if you could spend 20 or 30 years, then turn around to retire off that job. You was a great individual on your employee. Amen. Your employment. The retirement is the reward of your greatness for loyalty, of your greatness of steadfast, of your greatness maneuvering and handling problems of mature and taking accountability of different things in a mature way. That is your greatness. Amen. And your reward, you got longevity. That's longevity. That's job security. Amen. That's what makes you great. You know, it's not about all that. Your attitude doesn't make you great. You're having your not taking accountability, that doesn't make you great. Amen. Because God could bless you, but if you don't have a spirit of gratitude, I'm sorry, that is not greatness. Amen. You got to have the spirit of gratitude, being thankful regardless. Amen. If God gave you this or did that for you or did this for you, you still thankful. That's what makes you great. Y'all hear me? Don't think cause and don't think, oh, my God, I got it going on and all that kind of stuff. No, it's work behind the scene. Amen. It's work. It's things that you have to, that's what makes you great. How you could build, how you could continue to build, how you could build your life, how you can allow, you don't allow oppositions to come in and it switch your mood, it switch your day. At the end of the day, you still thanking the Lord, you still having joy, you still overcoming it, you still walking into a status that I am more than a conqueror. Amen. Relationship-wise, you are not allowing things to get you down and ready to go. We still going to work things out. We still going to go through things. That's what makes you great. And the reward is long life with that individual, long life with that company. The reward is I'm staying into a blessed place. Amen. That's my reward. Peace is my reward for not allowing stress and worryation to come and dominate me. Joy is my reward, not allowing disappointment. Can I get a little hood for it? Can I get a little hood for a minute? Not allowing people lies, not allowing people persecution, not allowing back talk to determine my mood, to determine if it's going to get me emotional out of whack or is it going to take me into a place. Not allowing it. And I still have joy. That's greatness. That's greatness. Amen. That's an individual that walks in greatness. And that's the thing that we have to understand. There's so many great individuals that doesn't give themselves a credit because at the end of the day, it's a choice. You don't have to walk upright. That's you choose to do that. God don't make you do it. You don't have to live for him. That's the choice you're living for. God don't make you do it. God don't make you do these things. It's a choice that you choose to do. You can walk away from the Lord right now. You could go ahead, go back and backslide, do what you want to do right now. Because what? It's a choice. So you living a life of salvation and living a life that is pleasing to the Lord, that's spiritual greatness on you. Amen. You have spiritual greatness. Amen. And you need to many of you need to give yourself credit. My God, don't wait on somebody or something to give you affirmation pertaining to who you are. Give yourself credit. Amen. You're a bad sister. You're a bad brother. Why? Because at the end of the day, what should have knocked me out, I stayed still. What should have took me out, I kept going. What should have almost, my God, I feel a preach moment right there. What should have and could have, my had my mind going all crazy. My God, I called my mind to get it together, to get it, my God, straightened out. At the end of the day, I did not lose my mind. I did not lose faith. I did not lose belief. I want to speak to some great folks all over the world that you should have thrown a towel, but you didn't. You should have walked away, but you didn't. You received accountability. You received correction. At the end of the day, you, my God, you allow God to take the crooked path and made it straight. I want to let you know that's greatness. And all you're doing, you are walking towards your reward. You are getting ready to receive your reward of what? Of greatness. My goodness, I can't have no help this morning. You define greatness. The Lord doesn't define greatness for you. You define it for yourself. God says, choose this day whom you're going to serve. It's your choice which way you want to go. You define greatness in your own life. You define it. I want to tell somebody that because you got issues in your body, you got sickness going on, amen, that doesn't define your greatness. What makes you great pertaining to your health, you're working on it. You're doing different things. You might not have perfect health. The issue probably be still there, but at the end of the day, I'm managing it. I'm focused on it. I'm making sure that I'm taking care of it. I'm following the instructions of the doctor. That makes you great. Y'all hear me? And the reward is the issue probably be cleared up. The issue probably be healed. See, many people waiting on God to just snap their fingers and do it. And God says you need to take accountability of your own body and certain things. Because at the end of the day, this is what God is saying. Well, you got the ability to walk. You got the ability to wave your hands. You got ability, you got some abilities that you could do. Use the abilities or use what you could do to make the situation great. Y'all hear me? Then when God stepped in, he stepped in an impossible situation. That's the situation you don't have the ability to control. That's why God said, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to give you instructions. I tell you what to do. When you apply it and when you follow it, it makes you great. But when we want to do what we want to do, we want to go our way. Well, I'm sorry. You're going to get a reward. So either way, you're going to get a reward. You're going to get a reward that is going to be something that is going to bless your life, or you're going to get a reward that is something that is just going to continue to bring devastation. Renewing of your mind. Amen. Renewing of your mind. How can you make your mind great? Well, that's a place of choice. You got to change the way you think. You have to do some work. You have to change what you allow coming in to mess with you. You got to do some work. You got to accept certain things the way it is, and you got to start making some decisions mentally how you're going to allow things to overtake you. You got to do some work. You cannot wait on a situation to do the work for you. You, God, I gave you the ability. Y'all hear me? So greatness is defined in you and your choices. You could choose greatness right now. You could choose greatness right now. It doesn't matter what situation many of you are in. It doesn't matter what situation or different things. If you got a stressful day or it's a day just coming down and seems like the way the world come in and falling apart, well, you could define greatness right now. How you could define it? Pull it together. Pull it together and say, I refuse to be conquered. I'm finna conquer this situation. I pull it together. You could pull yourself together. Speak to yourself. Get it right. We need to get it right. No, I refuse to lose this opportunity. I refuse to mess up the blessings that God has for me of my ways. So, self, get it together. We're going to put a plan together for we can get it together. That's what makes you great. Can you recover after things don't trip you up? How can you keep going when things and situations want to put a stop on your life? You define greatness of the decision you make today. It will define who you are tomorrow. I'm going to say that again. You define greatness from the decision you make today. It will reward you, or it's going to give you the answer what you're looking for tomorrow. Don't allow nothing to misplace your joy, your peace, your happiness. Some of you, you need to rewire your own mental brain because you are causing distress in your own life. Stop doing that and understand that this joy that I have, can I talk to my mothers for a minute? Can I talk to some old schools for a minute? This joy that I have, can I talk to some brothers and sisters? This joy that you have, the world didn't get it. Understand, the world didn't get it. The world just talked about you. The world don't care nothing about you. They don't have no peace for you. The world didn't give it. My God, the world didn't give it. So guess what? Stop allowing the world and issues to take something away that they never gave. This world, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it. And the world cannot take it away. Back to you, Evangelist. I'm out.
Amen. I mean, it's nothing else to follow that up. What a teaching. What a teaching and a great teaching. And it didn't take a whole bunch. It's what was said and it's what we receive. And thank you, Apostle, because it's a definitely a wake-up moment for me. And I received everything that was said. And we appreciate you, Miss Sister Tammy, our sister up from New York, for coming in. And I just thank you, Apostle, for doing what God places on your heart to do. And like First Lady say, you do it so boldly and with courage, not worrying about who, what, when, and whatever is going to say anything differently. So I thank you for the word that came through today. I thank everybody who, I just hope that somebody got it because I got it. I realized that my greatness, the divine, my greatness is based on a decision of what I make today and what's going to bring me into tomorrow and stop allowing things to overcome me, but for me to be the overcomer. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for that word. Minister Chiquita, is there anything else that you would like to add before we close out? If not, listen, ADM loves you. God loves you more. This is why he's continually to pour into you, not just pour anything into you, but he's pouring some real wisdom, some real knowledge, and putting it in a place where it's plain and clear, it's understood, for you to even take your notes, for you to remember it, and for you not to just remember it, apply it. We get into situations because lack of knowledge, but God is supplying the knowledge in this season right now. So we as a people together as one need to grasp hold to what God is feeding us. He's given us our daily manna, and today was a rhema word, because I can tell you this, most people didn't think to hear it that way. Most people didn't look to receive it that way. So just receive it and know that receiving, believing is receiving. Take hold to what you need to take hold so you can continue to have the attitude of greatness. So we will see you back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Just make sure that you walk around today, no matter what your circumstances, what your situation is, and speak it out into the atmosphere. I am great. I am great. Remind yourself, I am great in the name of Jesus. So, again, we love you. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless you.